What's up, everybody? It's your boy, three-time Pro Bowler Josh Cribbs. Welcome to the pregame matchup, game two, Cavs versus Warriors. Yes, sir, I'm excited on this beautiful Sunday evening. I cannot wait for the matchup at 8 o'clock. It's West Coast game. Let's look at how the Cavs played. A quick matchup post-game of what the Cavs did last game. Okay, the Cavs battled. We all know they battled. But the turnovers is something that they could not overcome. 12-1 in the first half. They couldn't come back from that. 12-1. They have to fix that. Kevin Durant had the game of his life, arguably the game of his life in game one. That's something. I mean, you know, his shoe sales then went up after that. I mean, come on now. Look, the Warriors gave the Cavs a dose of their own medicine in game one. The picks, the mismatches, we all saw it. So let's look at what's tonight and what the Cavs need to do for tonight's matchup. I believe that the Cavs need one person in particular to step up, and that's the coach, Ty Lue. I think this is the game he makes his money. Some say it's best when you have the better player on your team, the best player arguably in history on your team, and you get to be the coach. Some say it's easy to do that. But tonight, you're playing against their nemesis. Third year in a row. Equal talent in my eyes. A team worthy enough to beat and run through the Cavs. Ty Lue, this is a game that he needs to make his money. First, let's see what he needs to do. There needs to be a plan to eliminate. And it's hard to eliminate talent on the on NBA court. So, eliminate or suppress KD, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. You got to have a plan to eliminate these two athletes. Make it be a supporting Cavs game. When I say a supporting Cavs game, make the game come down to everybody else. Everybody else besides your two main stars. Take them out of the game. Find a way to get in their head. Double them up. Figure out a way to get these guys out of their game and off the leading charts for the Warriors. Next, Ty Lue needs to take the double picks from the Warriors like they took the mismatch offense from the Cavs. It's a copycat league. What I mean by that is, hey, they see something works for another team, they'll probably use it against another team. Well, guess what? The Warriors used the mismatch game against the Cavs last week, and that's something that the Cavs been using in their offense all season. And it's been working and very vital for the Cavs' success. Well, guess what? The Warriors took that. So we need to take that double pick game that the Warriors offense been using, find ways to get our guys, Kyrie open for the three, for the jump shot, LeBron open for the drive, the lane, also the jump shot, find ways to take their offense and use it against them in the same way they did to us. Simple. Ty Lue must keep stressing to Tristan Thompson how important his role is on defense and offense as a scorer. I feel that Tristan was not a big enough force at all in game one. Where was he? He's a vital asset to the Cavs offense and the Cavs defense. He plays a big role. So Ty Lue must stress to him throughout the game, whether it be indirectly through other players or directly in his ear, yelling at him, up. Ty Lue, get on Tristan Thompson. He has to be a force in this game. Next, substitution. Jesus. Oh, substitution has to be big. Okay, early, let's hope Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Richard Jefferson, R.J., are all sprinkled in early, along with Kyle Korver, in order to allow these guys to warm up, because we're going to need them at the end of the game. We're going to need them in the second half, the third quarter, the fourth quarter. We're going to need guys like this to show up. So you have to sprinkle all these guys, Shumpert, Smith, RJ, who else we said? Kyle Korver. Because we need these guys. These guys, our supporting cast, will be the difference maker. I believe that they will be the difference. We need the supporting cast. We need those shots to relieve pressure from our big three. Now, we're talking about our big three. All that being said, LeBron, Kyrie, Love, they have got to declare amongst themselves early who amongst themselves will be hot. We all know what that means. Who amongst them say, okay, they're going to feed the ball to LeBron. We all know that. But if he's not hot, LeBron needs to lead the finals in assists and passing to the guy that's hot. Driving to the hole, then dumping it out fast and quickly to the guy that's hot. Continuously feed them to the rock. But all three, listen to this, all three must obviously play well. Neither of them, I wrote this down, guys, neither of them can afford to have a bad game facing the Warriors. We must assume the Warriors will be firing off on all cylinders. We have to assume this. So we have to go in knowing that LeBron, Kyrie, and Love cannot have a bad game. They all must play well. I do not care who exceeds each other. I do not care if Kyrie does better than LeBron, Love does better, shoots better. All of them must play well for us to have an opportunity to win this game. Hands down. Obviously. And it's obvious. But this game, I'm looking for substitution, the elimination or suppression of KD, Curry. Make it be a supporting cast game. I said earlier what the supporting cast means. Everybody other than your star players. Make it be a supporting cast game. Allow our defense. Now, this is something because we didn't at all take advantage of the missed shots that the Warriors had. We need to create more turnovers. Allow our defense to make plays and the offense to take advantage of that and create points. You get the ball in offense to create points. We had 12 turnovers. We have to eliminate the amount of turnovers. You can't win with turnovers. We all know that. So the Cavs, they need to handle business tonight. This is something that they can do. Win in Oakland tonight and they can have momentum coming back to Ohio, coming back to Cleveland. And we'll all still wear our shirts proudly. So fans, hang in there with the Cavs. But put pressure on Ty Lue. I think this is a game that he needs to make his money. Make his money by having a plan to suppress KD and Curry. The picks, take something away from the Warriors and use it to our advantage. Stress Tristan Thompson needs to play a big role in this game offensively and defensively. Substitution. Keep our supporting cast sprinkled in there often early because they'll be difference makers in the end. And the big three, Love, Kyrie, and LeBron, all need to show up and have a big game. Nothing of what I just said is rocket science. I believe it's what the Cavs fans want to see. They want to see the big three, LeBron, Love, Kyrie, they want to see them have success and play well. They want to see the supporting cast of the Cleveland Cavaliers play well and back the big three up. They want to see Ty Lue earn that money. They want to see Ty Lue put the best players on the court in the best position to be successful. And that's it. Ultimately, they just want the W. Bring the W back home to Cleveland. Bring it back home. Look, I'm emotionally invested now. I'm ready. I'm sitting here in my Cavs gear, ready to defend the land as a fan. And I believe that everything that I discuss gives us the best opportunity to win against a great basketball team away in their home. And I believe they can get the job done and bring the W back home to Cleveland. Yes, and build off that momentum. So I've already told you guys I'm emotionally invested. So check me out here for all the pregame and postgame reports all throughout the finals. It's the Cribs Take, baby. Check me out on JoshCribs16, Instagram, and Twitter. And holler at me on Facebook. I would love to get your responses on what the discussions are about and what I'm talking about. Let me know if I'm the only one feeling like I'm feeling. Defend the land, baby. Let's go, Cavs.